You're listening to the Chick Chat Podcast with hosts Danielle and Sarah. Woo! Let's get to it. Fuck yeah.
Hello, and welcome back to the Chick Chat Podcast.
Hello.
Hello. That was a nice hello from my lovely co-host, Danielle Gauguin. Danielle, how is it going?
It's going. We made it through.
Venus in retrograde.
Yeah. Thanks to the gods above and everyone else. Congrats, we all made it through it.
I don't know if we made it through it, to be honest with you.
Well, we're still here and we're still chatting.
How many relationships were burned to the ground in the process?
Probably a couple. I'm trying to transition here, Danielle. How was your weekend?
It was good. I was in Vancouver, actually.
Yeah, you did some traveling.
Mm-hmm.
Little lady of luxury. Did you do any hiking?
No, but I did walk along the water, actually, quite a bit, which is nice. And then I could see the mountains.
Oh.
And I ate some pretty good seafood,
which
was nice.
Gotta love water.
I had this amazing... I hope nobody listening is hungry right now, because I might just cause some...
Also, I just burped.
You are just a classy lady.
I'm just all class.
Anyway, people...
Sprinkle of sass.
I was eating a avocado toast with crab and shrimp, and it was delectable.
Mmm. Amazing.
Yes. How was your weekend?
It was good.
So
not as good as your fucking shrimp, but it was pretty good. It was good. It was good. My week, on the other hand, not so much. Went from a very fun weekend to a very tragic Monday transition. Had a little bit of a mental breakdown, but it's okay, everyone. We're back. We made it through it. There's peaks and valleys to this life. Sometimes you just gotta burst out crying in the middle of your office, you know?
Okay, but wait. You need to give us some context here. I wasn't in the office on Monday.
You know what? I've just recovered from my traumas, and I've healed, and I've moved on. So sometimes you gotta cause a little drama, and then we recover, and we keep going full force.
Okay. Well, care to elaborate on that?
You know, I'm not going to elaborate, but I do have a feeling that a lot of what I was experiencing was from our friend in the sky, a little Mercury retrograde.
Mercury in retrograde.
If y'all thought
Mercury
Venus was bad.
Mercury in retrograde.
If y'all thought Venus was bad, y'all thought nothing.
Well, to be honest, I think I would rather Mercury in retrograde over Venus in retrograde any day.
Well, I'm not in love, so I'm rather my...
But beauty.
Mm.
And things.
We all suffer in the winter, it's fine.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, Danielle...
Anyway, Mercury retrograde,
why don't you take
is
it?
Upon us,
yes.
People. So obviously that will impact communications, cognitive function, aka anxiety, transportation, which I got lucky because I was in Vancouver, and for sure I thought that I was going to have some flight delays.
Transportation issues?
Yeah, that's like a thing that Mercury affects. It's like time and technology. So hopefully this podcast comes out nicely, but I don't know.
We're crossing our fingers.
Yeah, we are. And anyway, so when Venus went out of retrograde, Mercury went into retrograde. So it's obviously like we can't even catch a break. So December 6th is the day that we will all be happy and well. And then it'll be 2019. So it's basically just like we get like 3 weeks of goodness and then it's back to probably hell.
Something's gonna happen.
Something is going to happen, and I'm scared.
All right, now it's time for a little 411.
So, you guys, what is the 411? What has everybody been up to? What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything. What are you guys listening to? What's the cool jams?
All right, for today's 411, we've been hearing about the lovely Ariana Grande for weeks now. She's been hot in the tabloids, but the most recent update is one to her appearance. A little post-breakup haircut, if you will.
I whip my hair back and forth, I whip my hair back and forth.
Well, now she's not because she cut it. Danielle, did you see her picture?
I did, and honestly, I think that that haircut that she went for, it's like the mom bob, the mom cut. I don't know.
No.
Yes.
That mom. You ever had that haircut?
I know, and
it's
literally.
It's called a
lob. Okay.
It's very fashion.
Well, I'm just saying everyone's doing it. Kourtney Kardashian.
Yeah.
Kendall Jenner.
No, it's true.
Kendall Jenner has that.
But Ariana's look was such a signature with that long, high-ass ponytail.
So slick.
It was.
But was it real?
Years.
Was it real hair?
Definitely not real.
But
she
what
even,
was the real length? Do we know?
No. Well, she even quoted, there was a tweet when she replied back to Camila Cabello saying, because Camila was like, yo, girl. This is me completely paraphrasing, by the way, but being like, girl, I tried to rock a long ponytail and it was painful. How do you do that? Just like literally, I have to paraphrase that. Don't kill me. And Ariana's response is, well, you actually have hair, so that probably makes it a little more painful. Nah, joking. I'm in constant pain, always, and I don't care at all. But
I'm like, I don't know how she doesn't care because this is not a proud moment of mine to admit this, but I am a Weaver diva and I have had a real. Weave people like
extensions,
no, like actually, like I had like weaved in, like braided in,
stop,
and it killed, like my eyes would water.
When did you have this?
Years ago. I did it because I saw that the Kardashians did it and I was like, oh, okay, like I'm gonna just try this form of.
You better have a photo.
I used to have one of like my full back of my head completely braided up.
Okay, you need to find this. We're posting it on Instagram.
No, it's gone and forever will never be found.
I'm gonna find it and I'm gonna show you guys.
Well, actually, maybe.
Okay, but
anyway, I don't know how she does it because.
This is a thing. Honestly, the breakup hair. A lot of celebrities have done it. And while I was actually researching this topic, I found this quote from Lenny Kravitz. And he said it best. He said, I needed to change my energy, so I cut my hair. Which I kind of love because I feel like people are really connected to their locks. I know that last year I'm like, I need a change. And I went from long to lob length. Danielle, you literally did the same thing this year. So you probably can relate. Was yours because of a breakup?
Nope.
Or you just needed a change?
I just wanted I don't know. I just felt like I needed a little refresher. Like it just needed.
Yeah.
I wanted a appearance revamp.
Of course. And this is definitely not a new thing in Hollywood. We've seen a bunch of celebrities go through this. Gigi Hadid, after her split from Joe Jonas, definitely came with the chic.
But what about Malik?
Zayn, well, I guess she's growing her hair back for him because it's now long and luscious. But even Kim K, when she left her relationship with Reggie, she went blonde.
Yeah, that I think when it's
like
a dramatic change, I think that they're like trying to make a statement, like getting back out onto the market.
Oh, for sure. And then don't forget Taylor Swift after she and Calvin Harris broke up. That's when she went all like
bleach
robo rocker babe with her bleach blonde hair and her bold dark lip. Definitely a look she was definitely going for. But yeah, I think the breakup hair is definitely a thing. But another one of our fashion or celebrity friend lovers is the lovely Selena Gomez, and after her breakup from The Weeknd, that's when she rocked the bangs,
Selena,
the blunt bangs.
She
and
just loves making statements, doesn't she?
Well, gotta love her for it. And speaking of the lovely Selena Gomez, I can't help but keep running into tabloids of Helena Jolina love triangle. Have you seen these, Danielle?
Well, I heard he was seen crying in public and blubbering about, and I feel like, I don't know, I feel like their relationship is just, like, with him and Haley, I feel like they're trying to prove something.
Well, this is hilarious. So, NarCity posted this article today about how Haley Baldwin was caught cyberstalking Selena Gomez on the internet, which is hilarious. I mean, we've all done it. I cyberstalk everyone, especially my exes and almost exes.
Exes, new girlfriends.
No.
Well,
maybe.
A lot of girls do
maybe,
that.
Maybe, but
they're
I don't know.
Who the hell has he moved on to?
I know. But I don't want to make myself feel that shitty. So I'm just like.
You just look them.
Yeah, I look them and I'm like, I don't know. But yeah, Haley got caught. So what she did is she was creeping a Selena Gomez fan account and accidentally clicked follow long enough for the actual owner of the account to like screenshot the Haley Baldwin follow request. And then she quickly like unfollowed. But the person who run the account posted an actual thread post being like, LOL, Haley just actually requested to follow us. And then Haley felt the need to reply back to the person being like, oh my God, sorry, accidental follow.
Was it a private account?
It might have been because there had to be a request put in, but that was, that is just poor form, girl.
Well,
poor
form. Feel like, come on.
First rule of Fight Club is you don't talk about Fight Club and you don't like your ex's photos or their fan clubs.
Or their fan pages.
But to bring it back to the love triangle, Selena and Justin were dating, they broke up, Haley and Justin are now married, which is still wild to me. Like, I still have trouble processing that in my brain, but
yeah,
also Narcity has quoted, and I've read these articles, and you've also mentioned earlier in this episode, Danielle, about the Justin Bieber being seen publicly crying in public, which is so sad. JB, I hope you're okay. But the one that makes it so interesting, and also on a side note, I love this because he was spotted at Harry Potter World in Universal Studios.
Harry Potter!
Crying into a butterbeer. I'm a huge Harry Potter fan, so I live for that fact alone. But the fact that he's crying is sad, but a bystander quoted that they heard Haley say, why is it always about Selena? So JB's crying over Selena. I mean, it could be because he misses her. It could be because she's going through tough times and he feels bad. You never know. But there's tears are still being shed and the love triangle lives on.
All right. Now it's time for Would You Ever?
Yes. All right. You know, I commute to work every day. I take the streetcar, and I've had some pretty interesting encounters on the streetcar lately. For example, last week, a man that was sitting across from me turned to me and offered me some of his cookies.
What?
Yes, it was very lovely, actually. A cute older man. He had this box of cookies. It looked like he just came from a baker or something. And he's like,
what kind of cookies?
I don't know. They looked, I want to say like biscotti-esque.
Oh.
It was strange. Anyways.
Did you have some?
I just like turned my head to look out the window. And he's like, do you want a cookie? I was like, huh? Yes, but no, because of what my mom
told me. Don't you put
it
in your mouth. Don't you put it in your mouth.
Yep.
Yep.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Don't
ever take food from strangers, kids.
Strangers,
you know what? Actually, I had something really weird like that happened to me, but this is a little bit more on the dangerous side.
Uh-oh.
So for some of you who don't know me very well, I do live on the east side of Toronto, and by east side I mean literally east of the Eaton Center, so relax, people. Okay,
lots of characters around here.
Yes, I will say it is a little bit
sketch.
Yeah, it's like The Walking Dead at times.
Yeah.
Anyway,
very entertaining though.
So anyway, to give you guys a little context here, so I have a park that's just a little bit off to the back of my building, so I take my dog out there a lot of the time, and I had a man actually come up to me, and he asked me if I wanted a cigarette, and I was like,
oh,
do I look like I smoke? Obviously, because I'm sassy, and I was really thrown off guard by that, like, who asks someone if you want a cigarette? And I'm pretty sure whatever he was offering wasn't just a cigarette.
Was he cute? Like, how old was this guy?
No, he was... Okay, he was not
cute. Was he a character?
He was a offensive. That's what he was.
Oh, true. But this leads me to my question, Dee.
Would you go, so say someone approached you on the streetcar or on the street and asked you to go on a date, would you go out with them?
I mean, probably not.
This is the dilemma I face every morning. There's a lot of attractive adults or like singletons or pedestrians that I run into every morning walking to work and on the streetcar, and when you do that awkward eye glance back and forth, mm-hmm. and that weird flirtation.
Yes.
But honestly, if they came up to me and asked me to go out, I'm just friggin' awkward turtle Sally over here. If someone asked me out, I'd run away anyway.
Okay, but I don't think you would. I don't think you would if they were hot.
Honestly, but I don't know if I would go out with them. Because of... they're a stranger. Stranger danger.
Yeah.
So that leads me to believe, how the hell do you meet men these days?
Oh, my God. You know what? You know what?
This is so funny. I would be scared.
This is funny because...
someone on a dating app, I've heard horror stories on dating apps. I'm scared of that too.
Yeah.
How the hell does homegirl find a boy?
Okay, but listen, my sister, sorry to out you there, sissy, but she met her last boyfriend on public transit. She met him on the bus.
And really?
So they had literally seen each other multiple times because they had taken the same route like over and over and over. And then clearly like they thought each other were like attractive. And then they ended up just like talking on the bus, and then it kind of like developed into more. But I guess like when he admitted to her, he was like, I was gonna write, he wrote her a letter and he gave it to her later down the road and was like, I was gonna give this to you, but then like things had like escalated.
Hey, this is so romantical.
Yeah, so he like wrote her this romantic letter being like, your eyes are so beautiful, like
what?
Saying all this stuff. I know.
Holy
I know
hell
I know this is obviously like a very like
this is
once in a lifetime
the
stitch,
exception
but,
this is not the rule.
Yeah,
wow, that's beautiful.
I know, but
probably gonna cry. That's very fantasy, but
I feel like, yeah, if I did see someone like multiple times in a row and there was like a little like spark,
yeah, like what are the circumstances that you would go out with them? I would be like, you're a freak. And honestly, like, which is like in those weird situations, like I always, if people are like, hey, how's it going, or like they catcall you on the street, you're like, ugh, go away. So I do have
today.
Yeah, I have my guard up sometimes, and
of
I'm
course.
Not open, or if I'm like going from A to B, I'm like, I'm not here to flirt right now, people.
Yeah.
I'm not in the friggin' zone for this. But
and you know what though? This actually how is this any different than meeting someone on an airplane? Every single rom-com these days is like girl rushing to some girl's trip, and then she sits next to this hot guy, and then they exchange numbers, they sit on a plane for however long, and then they talk and blah blah blah. And next thing you know, they're on the Sky High Club, you know, in the bathroom of the freaking airplane. How is that any different than a bus or a streetcar or a subway?
I know. Yeah, you're still, I guess you're in like very close quarters for hours on end with the stranger, and then that's how you get talking.
Exactly.
Because it leaves room for a conversation to be started. Like when you're on the streetcar and you're friggin' face is jammed up into someone else's armpit and you're back to back with everyone else, if someone started hitting on me, I'd be like, no.
Don't talk to me.
So that's why it's a weird line. Like, it's a weird circumstance. Also, yeah. I'm like Aqua Taco, and if anyone approached me in public, I'm like, there's people around. I'm embarrassed. But I don't know.
We'll get you out of that shell.
More to come in therapy. But anyway, like, it's just, I was just, that was my thought on my way to work this morning. I'm like, that guy's really cute. But would I date someone that approached me on a streetcar?
Would you, chick chatters?
Have you? Let us know. Have you guys met your sig others on TTC? Let us know. Please email us. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. And
we're V interested in your love lives. We're almost as invested in your love lives as we are in our own.
Or lack thereof in my case. But thank you.
All right, chick chatters. Before I leave you off on your merry way, we came across an article that is about women who give themselves advice. Their 40-year-old selves give their 20-something selves a little advice, and it's worth the read. So since we are reading it to you, we will read it or line by line.
Line by line. I mean, who doesn't love a little advice every now and then?
These are all, I believe these are all tweets.
I'm great at giving advice. I'm not great at taking it. Anyway, enough about me. Take it away, Danielle.
So, number 18. Your life won't turn out as you envisioned in your 20s, but it will be extraordinary, amazing, and yours. Cultivate strong and diverse friendships. Focus on those, not the toxic people. And have a hobby you love just for you.
Excellent. Number 17, live alone for a while. There are plenty of years behind you and ahead of you where you'll be sharing space with others. Take some time and enjoy having a space that's all yours. And travel more.
Leave after the first lie.
Dun, dun, dun.
True.
I'm 62 and I tell her things get better with age. I feel like I'm my most productive and creative right now and I've got nothing more to say. Aging is everything.
Stop trying to make everyone else happy. Owning things is not happiness. Watch your money. Just because they are toxic doesn't mean they cannot be toxic.
Ooh. Find the energy to love yourself first. Don't look for love in men, friends, or children you're not ready to have. Save more money, exercise more, and eat better foods.
Make friends and cherish them. You will need each other in your 40s.
Damn. Quit apologizing.
Sorry, not sorry.
You are not responsible for everyone else's happiness at the expense of your own.
No matter what you're told about being a good girl, you cannot have everyone like you. So, if and when it comes down to a choice between you, your success, your emotional health, your financial worth, and being liked, choose you.
Never work for someone who demands loyalty. Work with those that earn it.
Truth. Take care of yourself at least as much as you take care of everyone else in your life.
That's a good one. Stop plucking your eyebrows. You look insane. Which I knew that word,
yeah. Tobin. I know. Oh, yeah. That's like grade 6, 7.
And fucking caterpillars.
Just because he isn't awful doesn't mean he's right for you. Stick to your guns because you deserve the best.
Yeah,
amen,
you do.
Sister.
Yeah, you do. Get it, girl.
Get it.
Save money so you always have the option to walk out of a job or a partner.
Have fun. Just have freaking fun. That's what your 20s are for.
Breach. Don't save the good stuff for the right occasion. Use them now. Spend more time with your loved ones. They won't be around forever, and you never know when they will be gone. Enjoy the little things.
Don't hesitate to change jobs or move. Demand more money and talk to your sister.
You talk.
Hey, Char.
Hey, Michelle. Sup, Cal. Sup, Car. Don't put off your travel dreams until someday, because someday is not promised. And don't wait for a bunch of friends' deaths to remind you of that fact.
Oh. And that's it. So, guys.
Tough truths, but.
What would you tell your 20?
Wise words.
JK, 20. How would you tell your
10-year-old self?
That's our demo, so freaking.
Eat more worms in the playground.
Oh my god. What would I tell my 19-year-old self or my 20-year-old self? Because I'm 26 now. So I would say, first of all, don't use your line of credit, you dummy.
Oh god. The Taylor Swift quote is ringing through my head. Back then I swore I was gonna marry him someday, but I realized some bigger dreams of mine. Like, literally, every breakup thought was the end of the world. It's like, you'll be fine.
Yeah, I've been there for sure. My first boyfriend, I was like, there's no one else out there for me. I'll never find anyone better.
I know.
Yeah,
so
well,
funny.
Guess what?
I did. You live, you learn, and you get it done.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, guys.
That's a bumper sticker in the making.
Oh. Well, anyway, guys, thank you for tuning in.
Thank
you. Are you following us on Instagram and Facebook?
At the Chick Chat Podcast. Give us a follow. We're going to put up some awesome content.
Ugh,
we just need to get it going.
Of.
Oh. Ding-a-ling on the Instagram.
Yes, unfortunately, that was for my personal.
We post some really funny memes, too, because memes are our only method of communication. So join in the fun.
Yes, and also, if you feel like following us on our personal accounts, I'm at Danielle_Gogan.
And I'm at Summary. Just like you're yelling, because you probably are.
And how many A's are in that?
That would be 3.
Okay, true.
Three total.
Yeah. Anyways.
Oh, 4. There's one Murray.
Oh, true, true. Yeah.
Now I'm lying. Sorry.
All right, guys. Well, see you next time.
And email us, too. We want to talk.
info@chickchatpodcast.com.
Kapkunda. Kapkunda. Kapkunda.
Next up, we've got Wild Thoughts.
Sarah!